Okay, so we're going to go back to discussing the halachas of what you're allowed to do before davening. So we really addressed two main issues. We spoke about just greeting somebody. You're allowed to say hello to somebody before davening. Say shalom, say good morning. And then we also spoke about, we started speaking about taking care of what you need to take care of. To do some business or take care of what you need to do before you daven. So on that, and then also we spoke about, included in that was whether you're allowed to travel. You go on and travel before davening. So that we said from Yidal and Manalev, that the pasuk they bring it says Asa lo la'adam lasis chafatzav kaidem sheyisbal shenemar tzedek lefanav yehalech yaseim l'derech pamav. But first tzedek lefanav yehalech, first you should be tzedek lefanav yehalech, which is tefillah, and then the yaseim l'derech pamav, and then you can go into your derech and doing your things that you need to take care of. And then we also not yet.
No.
Just reviewing them.
I was pointing to where you were on the page.
We also said about that
trying to confuse the British.
You managed.
We also spoke about learning a little bit. We spoke about the Machlokes Rashi Taisus, which we'll hopefully maybe get into a little more today. And we just want to cover one more thing before we get into a little more about what's going on. So this is where we'll start from Gemara Yudam Abayz. The Gemara says, "Amar b'yosei b'chanina m'shum r'b'lezer ben Yaakov. Ma'i d'chsiv lo'yseichlu al hadam." We'll talk about eating before davening. This, the pasuk says, lo'yseichlu al hadam. So the Gemara darshins, lo'yseichlu koidem she'tispalu al dimchem. It says, lo'yseichlu al hadam, which should not eat on blood. What the drash is that you should not eat before you daven for your blood. You daven that you should be alive. And then you can eat.
What's the pasuk shot of that pasuk?
I'm not sure where the pasuk's going.
Don't eat blood.
I don't know where the pasuk is going.
On the
karbanis. On the karbanis, maybe.
Yeah.
It's cut off on the side and look up the pasuk. So yeah, but obviously nothing to do with davening. So just darshaning that you should not eat before you daven for your blood. Amar b'yisalek b'yechnan. Amar b'yechnan b'yosef b'chanina m'shem b'lez min yachav kol aichel v'shoyis rachach mispal alava kasevaymer va'oisi. Anybody who eats and drinks before they daven, so then the pasuk says, "Oisi hishlachta achre gecha." You threw me away in front of your gaiva, meaning al tikri gayecha ela geyecha. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'achre shen izgoezet. After this person had so much gaiva that he took care of himself before davening, meaning he went to eat before davening. That's a gaiva. Then he's mekabel melachos shemayim. So it's not a good thing that you're taking care of yourself before paying, saying your shiurim and shvachos and bakashas to Hashem. So this is the makar for eating. You're not supposed to eat or drink, he said, before davening.
Even a cup of coffee.
Okay, so we'll get to that.
Well, you can't take care of yourself before you daven.
So we're going to come back to this in a minute, but I want to go back to what we left off with, really. But I think it's important to have the whole picture because we're going to be talking about all the svaras together. So we said in Siv Gimel, in Simon Peitas Siv Gimel. So we said the Mechaber Paskins that also loyal asasik v'tzracha v'leilach ledecha she espalat for the Shema Esrei. You're not allowed to, number one, be misasik v'tzracha, or to go on the derech, a leilach v'derech. So two things. If you remember, the Gemara just said one thing, really. The Gemara said, "Asul le'adam lasis chafatzav kaim she'espal." It just says one thing. And then it brings the pasuk of yasam le'derech pamav. So there we say derech. So, but we're still, the Mechaber is breaking it down into two separate things. Number one, traveling. And number two, being misasik b'tzrachav. Being busy with your tzrachav. And Rashi, and not Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says in Yotes, Tzivkat in Yotes, Mishnah Berurah said that it's on Leilach Ledarech, Vafilu Kaidem Mincha Umariv. Even before Mincha Umariv, Emegi Yizmanam Dinam Kemai Kaidem Shachris. So, This is what everyone jumped on last time. Is that what do you mean? How can it be? But before Mincha Marav, we have to stop exactly as soon as this man for Mincha comes. You got to stop what you're doing. You're not going to do any more business, and you have to just run to Mincha and Daven, and then you can go back. I mean, there are early Minchas in town, but still, I mean, you have Meshubit to do that. So this wasn't. We weren't the only ones to think of the Shiloh. So on the next page, somebody asked this to the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner. So Simin Yud Ches says like this. Right, Asher Shalai Si Mash Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch Ayachaim Sim Pei Tesiv Gimel Asa L'Sak V'Shrach V'Leil Chol Derech Ad Shispal Chiyos Yud Ches. So he brings the Shaila. U'Mishabur Sham Sim Kat Yud Ches brings this Halacha. Mishabur Sham Sim Kat Yud Ches Kasav Afilu Kari Mincho Ma'arik. Like what we said. Then the next paragraph. U'Kfar Niskashu B'Shem Ziknoi Hagoyin Hatzadik Rav Yehuda Zev Segel. You're in good company. Rav Yehuda Zev Segel, the Manchester Rosh Shiva, had the same Kasha. Dimkein mevuyer sheisur asiyas tzrachav koydim tefil, the isur of doing what you need to take care of before davening shayach gam koydim mincha ma'ariv. That's shayach also before mincha ma'ariv. Dimkein eich matzino yodeinu v'agleinu shahochul medarach hakoiz ma'ar mincha v'yisim tzrachenu. How is it that by mincha's by the time of mincha, the zman of mincha, we were going on trips and v'chanuyas psuchos, the stores are open.
How do you define when the Minchah is?
Whenever it's Zman Shachris.
Yeah, but that's from when you wake up. So you're not like, it's not even doing anything before. So you wake up and you get dressed to go to shul.
Yeah.
There's Mincha Ma'ariv, you're doing stuff.
Right.
So a little bit different. You have to mamash drop everything you're doing.
If the halachas, you're not allowed to do Asiyas Shachris before. I mean, so what are you saying?
You don't have a window.
You're saying that it's not practical?
Right. It's different than Shachris. It's just different than Shachris than Nakuda. It's like Shachris, okay.
Right. It's much easier to Mincha Ma'ariv Shachris. I mean, that's part of his problem. Now we're supposed to drop and close all our stores and just.
There is no window for Shachris. I mean, there is a time, but people do Shachris first, and then...
Yeah, you have a few hours. I mean, technically, you can go to work and then daven later. I mean, if in the Zman, you're allowed to, but luckily, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to go to work and then daven Shachris an hour later. I mean, if it's after maybe.
After a red eye. And you land.
Oh, so we said last time that if, let's say, that's the only flight that you have to take in order to catch the business, okay, then you can do it. But on a general basis, a general thing, you shouldn't be doing it. So this gosh is it. So how are we supposed to go on Mincha Ma'ariv? How can the Mishnah Berurah say Mincha Ma'ariv also? What are we supposed to do? So he says like this. Very nice Chiddush. Udidi hadvarim pshutin. It's like the Shevet Alevi. It's pashut to me. Asher higish gam kfaydai. That even the kfaydai was margish in this. The vadai guf iser asiyas trachav loishayich rak b'shachris. The etzem iser of asiyas tzrachav is only shayach by shachris. El dehoylech lederech. So he said, there's two things here. There's going to do what you need, doing your tzrachim, and then there's also traveling. But he's saying traveling el dehoylech lederech b'shachris tarti isped. There's two components to that. Chada dehoylech lederech. Number one is that you're obviously traveling for a reason, which probably has to do with yourself, taking care of what you need to take care of. V'oy, there's another problem here. The einoy mispalo b'yishuv b'yishuv adas. You're not davening with yishuv adas. When you're traveling, you're not even davening, you're going to stop traveling to catch a movie. V'haynu time of da'atuv v'shuv v'aruch v'poyskim v'chol kivdin yoytzel da'af v'bolv me'afle. That is why, remember we shtelled on this, that's why they split it up into two separate halachas. One of them, that there's two separate tziurim. One of them is going to do lasik lasasik b'tzrachav, and the other one is going on the derech. This is because they're really two separate things. Not just because you're going to go do your things. Ubimincha. Let's go to the next thing. So it says ubimincha. Afal pisha guf gzera. So Kalman Shevelevi says, no, by mincha, the etzim gzeira to go do your tzrachim, they never made that gzeira. Rak b'shachris. That was only by shachris. Can the bubur ram perik bav mitfilo? The b'kol hashem is a paiskin. Mikamakin behalicha b'derech, but traveling chelik ha'iser. The part of the problem, the part of the isra of halacha drachim, which was shehu mitzad zilzul hatfila nisher gam b'mincha. V'zeshitiz abeinu b'noyach v'kaz mishav v'agvav tefila prichada shenasiv kanyim l'prima gadol niskar v'heimei v'divrei mishabruah disiv kanyim tas. That is what mishabruah is going on. V'loy marari rak ma'alicha b'darech im gayer merutzes aybitul hatfila. He's talking about traveling when it's going to be gairim you to have bitl tefillah. So he's saying there's really two things going on. Asiyas srachav is one problem. That's never said. They never made that gzeir by mincha marv. To go do, take care of what you need to take care of before mincha marv, that's 100% mutter. The problem was is that there's another thing. By that traveling, aside from that you're taking care of what you need to take care of, you're also not going to have yishav adas. If you're traveling before you're davening, you get off the train, you're going to try the chapa of the davening, you're going to be mavubal. That's not davening with yishav adas. So,
daven on the train.
Huh? Daven
on the train.
Okay, maybe davening on the train is also not so gishmak. Or on the plane. But that's the idea. So if you're traveling before you're davening, you're not going to be davening with yishav adas. So that does apply to mincha. Keeping your store open and working, that's fine. That's 100% fine. The problem is if you're going to go do something by this man mincha that's going to cause you to not have yishav adas by mincha, that's a problem.
Shabbos and mincha are not the same thing.
So that's the mishnah that says the Shev Lev is saying. It's not the same compared to mincha from Arab and Shachris. And by the way, if you look at Mishruah, that's why he says this halacha on Leila Chladarech. He's Mitzayan Leila Chladarech. He doesn't say this on Asa Leila Sasek Bitzrachav. So that would be a raya to what the Shev Lev is saying. He's only going on Leilach Baderach, only probably Leilach Baderach, which is a problem, which is only because you're not going to be davening with Yishav Adas.
What's one to do?
No,
you need to take a trip and it's before Mincha.
What are you supposed to do?
You just wait until after Mincha's over and then go late.
Right. So if you can daven Mincha before, you should daven Mincha before. If you're traveling in a way that you'll be able to get there before Zman Mincha, then that's also fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
to think about this. We take a long trip.
It's something you should think about.
What's wrong with dumbing milk on the way?
So he's saying that's not.
Get up at a stop.
So he's saying that's not that. He's saying that would be nichol in the iser because you're not going to be dumbing with yishav adas. So I know I spoke to someone who says, let's say you're traveling from Detroit to Cleveland. So it's only 4 hours. So let's say it's 2:30 in the afternoon. So really, you can catch a mincha here. So you have a lot of travel, but you'll get, maybe you'll be able to get a mincha in Cleveland. Are you allowed to travel? Anyway, so I mean, but the
can you leave at 9 o'clock in the morning to go to New York at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Right. So then already sounds my mincha. So then I mean, as long as you dive in shop,
you know,
okay,
it's good.
Yeah. That's what are you supposed to do? Yeah. I would think that's fine.
So what's the issue?
I think the issue is when it's man mincha to leave
then.
Right then without davening mincha. Oh,
okay.
That you should you should try to make sure that you davening mincha before, unless there's some other problem. Okay, so what's interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan, how he spins some of this stuff, which is very interesting. So in the next one, Sim Pei Tes in Chaf. Because really, the Shaila really is that, like I kind of spoke on the beginning, is that the Gemara doesn't split it up into two things. The Gemara says it's also for a person to do lasa stracha. Like, a person is not allowed to take care of his chafetzim. What was it? What was that called?
It
didn't say that it's also to do to go travel, and then it's also to do take care of your things. So really, what?
Somebody's just
that's what I would think. But now the Shevet Levi is saying that no, there's two completely separate things here. There's Lasas Chafatzav, and then there's also a Derech. But nice, the Gemara just says the problem is Asir Loila Adam Lasas Chafatzav Koyim Shispal. Now, granted, the Pasuk says the Yasim LeDerech Pa'amav. But I don't know how to say, oh no, now there's two separate things. There's Derech and then Lasas Rachav. I mean, the same Pasuk is being learned out to Lasas Chafatzav. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a big Kiddush, I think. But see, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. So there's another girsa in the Gemara, which I hid from you until now. So the Gemara says, like, the Aruch Shulchan in Chaf, Ais Chaf says, like, the Yisubi Gemara, the Gemara says, Asa lai lai lamasas chafas of kaim shiyas ba'al. That's the Gemara. Shanemar tzedek lefonik yahalech v'yosim l'derech pavam. Pirsh Rashi, tzedek, meaning tefillah, shematzdik l'bayra, that's matzdik you to your creator, v'hadar, then after that, v'yosim pavam l'derech chafas. And then you can go take care of your chafas. I come l'shani. V'oid, amusham, it also says, the kalmas ba'al v'achach yitzul l'derech, anybody that davens and then goes l'derech, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ois lechafatzav. Shanem er tzedek lefonik yahalech. The gears is harif harash. The gears of the riff and the rough is a little different. Got my memory shayna, that the memory shayna says like this, not like what we just read. Their gears is asu layla adam latzeis lederech kaidim shei yispal.
That's a gears in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a completely different gears in the Gemara. Yeah. Their gears in the Gemara is not that it's asu for you to take care of your chafetzim, mm-hmm. but it's asu for you to travel. We're just talking about traveling now. Ubevadai kainhu da'afilu legirsa shalonu halagam derech b'chal chafatzim. Now, even if it does not say derech, but derech to go and travel is obviously included in taking care of your chafetzim. But again, if it's included, then to say that it would be has different parts to it, you know, like the Shevet Levi is saying, I think is a chiddush to say that. But anyway, so he says, of course it would be included. Upashtu dekrov deviyasim v'derech pama fu'al derech. The pashtus of the pasuk is going on derech. The lashon Rambam paragav din dal et kainhu. This is how the Rambam says it. Look how he says it. How he sets it up. Asur loy la'adam shayitam klom. I don't want to taste anything. Oy shayasim malacha, or to do malacha, me'achar shalom ha'shachar, atchis fal tfil ha'shachar. So he puts together eating and doing malacha, which is really, eating was a completely separate gemara, which we started from today, on Daf Yud. So he puts those two together, and then he says, later on, a separate halacha that you should not go b'derech. So you see, he bunches those two together, and then he says, yatzal derech separately. V'nira digar sasbe gemara k'rif, so it seems like the Rambam had the same girsa as the Rif. So now the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam all had the girsa that you're just not allowed to travel. This pasuk in the Daf Yud, which was tzedek lefonik yahalech v'yosim derech pavam, was only come to tell you to travel, but not addressing taking care of what you need to take care of. So what would be the problem? Ah, malacha. So what's the problem of doing malacha then? If the only problem from that pasuk is traveling, where do you ever see that there's a problem of doing malacha before you daven? Ach malacha lama mikra deva'ais yishlach v'achra gayacha. They learn that from the pasuk of you're being gaivadik because you're taking care of your chafetzim before you're taking care of what your responsibility is to Hashem. To be na yafin the sertima, that's what we learn on the sertima. Kama shizbar v'gam malacha havekin shemashlich malacha shemayim achar giyav va'isik b'malachta. Okay, then we said that we also saw this gemara, which was before v'gemara shetfila tzarach liyas smuch l'mitase upirsha atayisish asalas es malacha kaidem tefila. It doesn't mean dafka malacha. It means any asik that you have to take care of. Any asik that you're taking care of before Hashem, that's oisi hishlach achra gayacha. That's you're being gaiva. You're bal gaiva. You're taking care of.
That include like throwing in a load in the
water. So now what's going to be? So now
washing dishes or putting things away in your house.
Yeah. Now so what's going to be? So now he brings later now the Ramah. Look at the Ramah here in Siv Gimel. So the Ramah says, V'yesh mekilim la'achar sha'amru mixes brachas kaidim shama baruch shama. V'toiv la'achma b'zeh. So the Ramah says, some are mekil as long as you say brachas. Some v'yesh mekilim la'achar sha'amru mixes brachas kaidim shama baruch shama. Before you get to baruch shama, you make you say all the brachas. Then, but he says, toiv la'achma, it's better to be ma'achar. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings this Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan is in the next thing. I won't read a few, so... But I'll just tell you what he says. He brings this Ramah, and he brings from the Chumash Hadeshin that some people would do this. Some people would go just say brachas, mm-hmm. go to work, and finish it. They daven later, and he says
you put in a whole work day and then daven.
Well, not a whole work day. They have to get this man. They would go work, and catch this man later before this man's up. So he says that he says he ends and the Chumash Hadeshin ends off in the tshuva. That it's not proper. So the Ramah's Makar is this from a Sadashan. That's the Ramos Makor, that there are some Mikkel, because the Trumas Dash saying there are some people that did it. Now, the Trumas Dash himself said it's not proper. But the Ramos saying that there are some Akilim. So Zarach Shonos says, I understand this. So the Trumas Dash said that these people are not doing the proper, they're not doing Kalacha. So why would the Ramos say, oh, they're Makilim? What do you mean? They're Makilim that are not doing Shle, that are doing Shle Kalacha? So there's a lot of people doing Shle Kalacha. So there's somebody eating Treif. Okay, so Yesh Makilim that there are some people eating Treif. So then you, but Yesh B'Machmer? Of course not. So the Darach Hashem is saying, I don't understand. How can he say that? How can he say that? They're Yesh Makilim. It doesn't make any sense to him. If he's talking about these people that are Makil, then he shouldn't say Toiv L'Hachmer. He should say that, because that sounds like it's a Chumrah. He should say that Eim L'Hachmer does that. And he ends up with the Tzarachin. He says, Levush says that there's some Makil, but Eim L'Hachmer does that, because it's not the Halacha. So he said, that's how the Rambam really should say it. I mean, that's what, and he's saying, V'chein Yekuladina. So the Rosh Hashanah is also saying, you should not be Isaac in any Tzarach before a thing. So what's the gather? I mean, what's the gather? I mean, you're not allowed to do anything? I mean, so if I check my emails before davening, I mean, so something like this. I just want to see how he says it before I mention this.
Email even doing anything. It's just hitting a button.
Okay, so I will say like this. He brings from the...
with your wife. Have a nice day.
The Tefillah Kol Chasai. You ever seen the Sefer? The Tefillah Kol Chasai. So here's a big, nice cooler that you'll like. The Tefillah Kol Chasai said, it brings from Shlomo Zalman Arba. You ever seen that Sefer? So he brings from Shlomo Zalman that he says, very easy malachas that takes nothing, mm-hmm. that you're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. So for example, one of the examples that he gives,
like checking an email.
So some of the examples that he gives is, for example, taking the garbage out. Right, I think this is a common, right? Sometimes, you'll leave a garbage bag by your door so that when you walk out in the morning for Shacharis, you don't want to go at night because, who knows where you're going to meet there. So you leave it for the morning, and then as the morning, you're taking it out. So that's not called malach. You're just, you're on the way to Davin, so that's already easier. You want to throw in a load, you want to throw in a load quickly. So that's, that might be awesome. But again, once you're starting to play with these things, you might take it a little too far.
Washing dishes.
But I also think that there's really, washing dishes. So I think that there's a difference also how you learn. I mean, if you learn, the Aruch Hashulchan is saying, I think it's a difference whether you learn asiyas malacha out of a pasuk that says v'yosam l'derech pamav, right? That tzedek l'fanav v'yahalach v'yosam l'derech pamav, that you shouldn't take care of your tzrachim before Hashem. That's one pasuk. But the way that the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush there, and the way the Aruch Hashulchan is learning, is that they don't learn it from that pasuk. They learn the isra of asiyas rachav as that you have gaiva, because you're taking care of what you need to take care of beforehand. And I think that if you go with that, with those shitas, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, I think it's more chumer. I mean, if the var is that you shouldn't take care of what your tzrachim is. So what's called your tzrachim? So it's taking out the garbage. Okay, that's such an easy thing. That's not called really taking care of your tzrachim. Maybe taking care of your tzrachim means, a big tzairich, a big malacha, or much more business type of malacha, not just throwing in a load or whatever. But if the vart is that the limud is because the same reason you're not allowed to eat and drink, I mean, eating and drink is just, that's very basic tzrachim. That's not even, I think if we'd be learning it out from the pasuk of to do your tzrachim, I think the eating and drinking would be okay. Because that's not like that called.
How can you learn before that, Mike?
Oh, so that's another thing that they speak about. I mean, that's machlokes, so we'll get to that. But machlokes is Rashi Tosfos, whether you're allowed to learn, whatever, we're going to see that you're allowed to. But I think it would be more chumer if you learn it out from the gaiva, because you see that you're not even allowed to eat and drink before, because it's a gaiva. Why? So again, checking emails, let's say. So checking emails is not how hard of a malacha is checking emails. But it's also, if you start to check emails and responding, whatever, so you're showing I'm taking care of myself before I go to Baruch Hu.
Right. Even if the action's really small, if you're showing that you're doing something before, it doesn't matter how small the action is.
Right. So
carrying out the garbage, that's not really showing you're on your way out.
That's a thing. So I think it's like if you're on your way out, so it's not really such a gaiva to take the garbage out.
What about checking the news? Checking the news.
Right. So I mean, checking the news is not it's not a gaiva. It's not a malacha, but You know, there's
very fine. It's very fine.
Yeah, it's a fun. But anyway, fine. So then, okay. But he so. From here, I don't see. I can't say one way or the other because it's not a malacha. You're not like doing anything. You're just flicking on the news on the way to shul. You know, should you be listening to them? It might get you depressed. It might fuck care. You're not going to have Yishuv Hadas. Listen to the news before davening. But I know a guy told me that when he used to check his emails before davening, he said his davening was always bad because he'd always have like these, you know, oh, I got to take care of this and that. I have to respond to him and I have to respond. So, you know, it completely destroyed his davening. There's really, you know, no reason to. Yeah, so, okay, so that's that. And then the next halacha was... The next halacha law is eating and drinking. So the Mechaber paskin that v'loylecha v'loylishtayt, you cannot eat or drink. And this is where you get into the other side. So what are you allowed to eat and drink? So really, the only issur is anything that's gaivadik, right? So anything that's really gaivadik, that would be the problem of eating and drinking. So that's why the Mechaber says, av mayim mutalishtayt kaidim field, but mayim, you are allowed to. Water, you're allowed to. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, how much time do we have?
Yes, we know.
Okay, so let's take a look at this Mishnah Berurah quickly. I mean, it's because he talks about, he really discusses this thing, coffee and tea. So this water, so water business, you're not allowed to eating is a problem, right? Because that's a little more gaivin than drinking.
Shabbos doesn't get one. Are we going to be doing this for?
Oh. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says here in Simchat Chol Veis, Mayim Mutar. So he's saying that water is you're allowed to drink water. So Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Shaych Luhu Gaiva, because water is not Shaych Gaiva. V'dafka beloy sugar. Aval im sugar, usr. V'kol shakain, mashke shecha, for sure beer, vaday usr. V'tiva coffee. Mutar lishtaisai kaim tfila, kidei she yuchal achavin daitai luspal. For sure, the mekayimis that are regilim hem, which I think we qualify for, you know, every single shul has coffee. So and you don't have yishuv das without drinking your coffee before. V'chol ze beloy sugar ubeloy chalav, but that's only without sugar and without chalav. Va'ilam nayagim lahakol lishtei some sugar, but the ilam is nayag to be mekel.
And with milk too, by the way.
Oh, hold on. He's saying the ilam is nayag to drink it with sugar. V'efshir dekavanos ha'achroinim. V'chein rabash akos of them sugar in l'chagai v'gedel mizu kaidem atfilo. So he's saying the rabash says that drinking with sugar ain't l'cha gaiva gedayla mizu kaidem atfilo. Rakim naisin ha'sugar v'seichatil l'matkai. Dezeu asher kaidem atfilo. He says to put the sugar in the drink, in the tea, that would be asher. Avon l'keach ma'at sugar b'fiv. Take a little sugar cube. Keep it in your teeth. And then, so he says, if you do that, because you cannot drink your tea without sugar, then that's not called gaiva. So what's coming out? To put sugar in the tea. Or to put a little bit of targima, a little bit of food in your mouth when you're drinking. So you won't eat it on an empty stomach, which who knows about that one. Ain't shum tzad l'hakub is that kaidu matfil. You cannot do that before davening. Can't just take a little bit of, you know, a little Danish. You know, a little Danish when I drink with my tea or else your coffee, you know. You can't do that. Imloi mishi yesh lechalishas halei v'utzarech zelafua. Unless you need it for a fua. Umikol makam type shiyam etchila akopanam parashas shema yisof. For, you know, even if you're doing it for a fua, you should say before shema. You should say shema. You for sure should not drink your tea with a gathering of people. Ayin chum timely. Not a good idea because, you know, you get distracted and schmoozing and then before you know it, they're up to your shtabach and, you know, you got to rip through davening then.
He doesn't directly address the milk.
Yeah.
He doesn't, but
I remember...
But he says
milk was okay.
Right, but he's saying that I guess in his days they never were naive to drink with milk. He just said that in their days they were naive to drink with sugar. Chalav wasn't such a major staple. So let's see what Aruch HaShulchan says on this. So Aruch HaShulchan says in the next one, Chav Gimel, and we'll continue on to the next page. Chav Gimel, Asa Lachal Yishtus Kerem Etfilo. V'kachom Chazal, Yisaychu Adam, Loisaychu Kerem Shiz Baal Adimchem. So Because of the Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Mayim Mutter Lishlis Kedem Atfilah, the Mayim Loi Shayach Gaiva. Umutter Bein Bechol, Ubein Beshabbos Beyantav. Even by the Chol, by the Shabbos Beyantav, you're allowed to drink your water. The Avagav, the Kedem Kiddush Aser Litoim. Even though before Kiddush is awesome, you come back. Kedem Atfilah, Loi Chayel, Lov Adayim, Kedem Kiddush. Before Tfilah, you don't have to make Kiddush. You didn't daven yet. Chinosar Rosh Lamaisa, Kamash Kosma Torah, Chin Kosma Goyis, Maimini Vaid Gedoilam. The Taimam. The kima shadosh chazagech lo yishayach zeh b'mayim de'in kan gaiva. Since the whole svar is gaiva, water, there's no gaiva in water. Avo medivir rabam, the Rambam says it's because of asa litaim, mashma the shum ti'im asa. The Rambam just says it's asa litaim. Litaim is mashma that any ti'ima would be asa.
Even water.
Even water. Avo rabo yisinu, avo roiv rabo yisinu as yulakein. Chena minig apashal lishtois mayim chamim. Here we go. Saying then the minig is pashal lishtois mayim chamim esif shakarim ti karim atfila. That is the minig. The minig was in the spashit that you can drink hot water with grass and with tea. Valpiroiv mayol lenekias kidor. It also helps with nekias, keeping yourself clean. V'yesh sha'asu lishtais im sugar. Now there's some that asa with sugar. V'eini yaydeya hatam. I don't understand the reason why I would be also to drink with sugar. Da'atu sham achila, shem achila yesh b'zeh. Is that considered achila? You're just trying to be matan lechamin. Another advice, remember. Remember the Hurdvah said, "Ain lecha gaiva gedayla mizu to drink with sugar." But the Rosh Hashanah says, "I don't understand why it would be usher. You're just coming to make it drinkable." V'yeisha hetiru lishtais im sugar kishagr sugar b'fiv. We know that mishburah. Avalatila b'acham elasis mayim tukim usher. He also that's usher. V'ainoi ikker. So he's being chaylik on the mishburah here. Avalim chalav nearly the usher. The chalav masbia. Because chalav actually satisfies you. It also comes from dam. The dam neker v'nasa chalav. There's a svar in the Gemara that says that, or a din, that dam becomes chalav. Whatever. V'shayach b'zeh koyim shespal adamchem. So then that is mamash the pasuk that says you should not eat shespal adamchem. V'aylam naigim hetter gam b'chalav. But the aylam is naig hetter even with chalav. L'fisheina b'ayala hatam amayim. Vegam coffee mutter lishtais. So he says oil is not matter, and he says also coffee is mutter lishtais. Afagav the nearer the coffee must be. Mikamakum kasva gedolim the mutter. Says now v'yesh l'stapik and mutter lishtais mimei seltzer. I guess seltzer a lemonade. Kishaena shais l'refuah. So you're not drinking for refuah. You're just drinking it because you don't like coffee or water. The refuah pshita shemotek mashbar v'nira she'ein chilek bein stam mayim l'mayim elim.
You could.
So he's coming out there, seems that, okay, and again, I don't know what type of lemonade he was dealing with, but he's saying there's no difference between that water and this water. So I don't know, if they make it real fancy, real thick, real, geschmacka, it might, I don't know if you can apply the Rav Shulchan to that, but he does say that. So he says that, he's saying himself that chalav should be aser, but the oilam is naik to have milk. And also, I wanted to say there that bring on the side here. I'm trying to find where it says this. 3, 4. Okay, so the Das Torah on the side, it makes from the Das Torah. I'm not sure that the Das Torah. That it would be mutter with milk. In number 29, he says that would be mutter. He brings from the Aruch HaShulchan that we just read.
Oh, okay.
And he says also there are Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv also. Your makel with milk. Uh-huh. So,
he goes to be Mashmur. He says, he's talks about refuah, the Aruch HaShulchan.
That if it would be for refuah, you mean?
So, the Mashmur is that if you have to take a medicine, it's not considered achila.
Yeah. And that's what he's saying. That's the next halacha is that for refuah, and that's really the next mechaber also passing is that if you're drinking or eating for refuah, then of course it's going to be mutter. And we're not even talking about such a shver refuah, because of course the person is really mechaber, then really the achila shema sekar will be mutter.
Maybe some medicines have to be consumed with food.
Right, so if that's the case, then that would be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fine. So it seems that at the end of the day, we are matar chalav, which we see, we are matar chalav. But I would, there is still an inyan of gaiva, so it could be Now, this is my own thought, and this is not a psak or anything, but this is my own thought, is that if normally you like to sit down with a 16-ounce cup of nice geschmack of coffee, and you don't really need that, either all 16 ounces, or you don't really need your fancy coffee before Shabbos, you're just really drinking it so you can daven a little better. So if you'll be fine with 4 ounces or 3 ounces, or then that's probably better to do that way, mm-hmm. than to sit down with a whole fancy and 16-ounce coffee. But again, because the whole idea is that it's really just helping us to daven, not that we're enjoying our coffee. That's the idea. I just want to point out one more thing. That the next thing the Halicha Shleima here says, which is the next thing, Shlomo Zalman, he talks about, what about taking showers? I don't take a shower before davening. So he says that you know how to take a shower with soap. Soap and shampoo, he says you know how to take a shower. He says, but if you just want to wash yourself with hot water,
that's the problem with taking
a shower. I can't think of that now, but...
So what's wrong with it?
So he knows that you don't really need to do that for davening. You're doing it for yourself. So that's from Shlomo Zalman. I did see others, I think, that were makel. I don't know if I saw it over here, but that could be even that maybe it's Manazad. You're doing it for davening, so it would be fine. And then there was just one more thing I wanted to talk about, which is learning. And even though the Mechaber here says that, where is it, later on?
Yeah,
in Siv Vav. He says that really it would be awesome to learn before davening.
Wait a minute.
Page 241, one back.
But that's only, he says that's basically only, that's it's kemat na negev as man, that's only when someone's ruggled to daven in his base medrash, be a chidus. If normally you daven, the guy learns all day in his base medrash, and he's learning there all day. So and that's where he davens. He doesn't go to daven with the minyan. There are certain people that can do that. But Rasim Nasa, maybe you can do that. But so he's saying that would only be over there. But really, it's a little bit more shmooze. We don't have so much time. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be davening in a shul, even if you're learning, if you normally daven in a shul, then you can basically always learn before daven.
Because you know it's not going to stay to daven.
Because you're always going to daven. You always go to daven in a shul. You're not going to forget to daven. If a guy learns all day in the base medrash, when he davens b'chidus, it's possible he'll get lost in the sugya, and before he knows it'll be 4 o'clock.
Doing it tzracha, though, does it?
What?
The issue of learning before davening is not the issue of...
Right, because that's not your tzracha, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Or Gaiba, obviously. That's not an issue of Gaiba either.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.